Welcome to Patch Dispatch. I'm Corey Luna, and with me is Richard Hogben. Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Hi. And today on Patch Dispatch, we're going to talk, we've got a little bit of gear to talk about, a couple albums, and some show updates coming to you real soon. Let's start off with gear. Pittsburgh Modular just released a sequencer called Snake. Now, this is a dual 16-step sequencer that I believe you can run simultaneously or I think separately as well. It is an open source programming. So if you're interested, you can go to their website and download the code and change it to your liking. Now, they've got a little bit of a video up here we could take a look at that explains a little bit more.
Just talk about the first. The way the user interface works is there's two channels, A and B, and you have a button down here in the bottom right. You have two rows of nine buttons. So the top eight buttons on each row are your steps. Steps 1 through 8, 9 through 16. And then bottom left, you have an edit, which enables the secondary function of every step. And then you have an AB switch, which switches between the two sequencers. Sequencer A, sequencer B when it's lit. Pretty simple. So if we go to shut all those steps off here. If we just go to our, so I've cleared essentially all the steps. There's nothing running. So if we want to start it, you can see the little play arrows up here. We just hold down edit and hit start and we're good to go. You can clock this internally. You can clock it externally with an incoming clock signal. I have a wire going between the two because I'm clocking the second one using the first. If you want to ensure that they're always in sync, you can send you can use one of the channels as a sync that sends a gate out for the first step. You can go the reset in. That'll ensure that no matter how many you have of these, they're always locked in step.
Cool. What are your thoughts on the on Snakes?
It sounds pretty cool. I like the idea of it already. I love the gel buttons. It looks like a pretty simple sequencer that does a lot. And sounds like they really programmed it out so that you can control drums as the main focus on this sequencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I had mentioned before, it reminds me a little bit, like I'm getting Moog Labyrinth sequencer a little bit from it because it's that dual sequencer running, you know, where you can sort of, I think you can add in some randomization and, different sequencer patterns and really get those two, like, you know, talking to each other. It's cool.
Yeah, this is a cool one. I like this a lot. But again, it's open. They said it's open source, so you can download the code and make your own version of it, pretty much. I like the customability of it.
Cool.
Right, now going on to some albums. So today we just dropped from Borderlands Collective, their first EP, Manifesto 1. Now this is a collaboration between Lachlan Fletcher and Evan Buswell. And we know these guys from San Francisco. We were all part of, what was it? Resonant Frequencies, when that was a live open mic for electronic musicians back in Oakland, about 2018 to about 2022. Yeah, that was a good time. Now, this is a great collaboration that they've been working on for a while, and they've been working remotely on doing this collaboration together. Now, if you're familiar with Lachlan's work, he fills a room. You're typically using Surge as his main system, and you can really feel the transistors in that. It's like he has this ominous feel to the way that he performs, which I don't know. It's not, but it's also warming at the same time. It's really neat. And then Evan Buswell, I've always known his work to be very melodic and always in tune. And just and an ambient and always kind of brings you into a space mm-hmm. that like going to space almost and traveling through the stars. That's the kind of music I always hear from Evan. It's always really fun. So to have both of them working on this album together, that's very special to see someone from your community come together and create something beautiful. Now, this is a really cool one. Let's have a listen to the second track, Meditation 2.
Okay. So that's definitely some new systems modules, right?
Yeah, those are definitely the sounds of new systems instruments modules.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
I like I like the album cover too. It's pretty cool.
I like that too. It's got a good like 80s style to it,
right,
that kind of brings you back to like early industrial or techno.
Mm-hmm. And it's got the sort of the two sides, like, you know, I guess maybe that represents the two different artists coming together or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sharing an album.
Cool.
It's really cool. And there's a listening party on Saturday, August 3rd at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. There'll be a listening party through their Bandcamp page for Borderlands Collective EP Manifesto 1.
It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Oh, my mistake.
Yeah.
That's right. It'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, I have the channel up right now. It's in 13 hours, 10:30 a.m.
But you can buy their album on Bandcamp.
That's right. Right. Yeah, but if you jump into the listening party, they'll have the chat going. You can hang out, check it out with everybody, ask some questions, buy some modules.
Absolutely. Nice modules, and their EP is also on sale. It's a limited edition, I think, Digipack CD. Jewel Case CD.
Cool.
Yeah. And there's another album we've got coming out that will be coming out later this year, possibly October, maybe November, from Audio Terrorist. We'll be releasing a 40th anniversary album. Now, this is going to be a collection of remastered works and new covers and reworking new ideas that he hasn't worked on in years. Now, this is something that he's putting together that is spanning the four decades that he has formed as Audio Terrorist. And if you follow along on his Bandcamp page, you can actually see on, I believe, what's the first album on there? forget the name of the album right now, but it's
Lucretia.
You can see Lucretia. Mm-hmm. You can see different versions of it that he's uploaded, and each one is basically a different production style of that song as he's reworking it over time. That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to hearing the full 40th album anniversary album. That's monumental. All right, now on to shows. We've got Monologues coming up with New Systems Instruments. Now, Rich and I spent the weekend, Evan, and up in Sonoma County, and had a wonderful time, worked with him, just the three of us, shooting around his studio. It was really a special time. Rich, how was it for you?
Very fun. We got to hang out up there. We got some nice shots outside. I told you about my tick. That was fun.
Yeah. We were like hiding under the trees.
I think it probably fell on me, or, you know, we had some like gear with us and we had bags sitting on the ground, might have jumped onto a bag. And then when I pulled it up on my shoulder, you know, like it latched on.
Jesus.
I was going to try and pull up some of these photos. Okay, here we go. Yeah, they're working now. Let's see. There's one of the cameras getting a shot through the trees. It was very bright out, so that's always a challenge.
You had some neutral density filters for the camera?
Oh, yeah, because we like to shoot wide open a lot of the times, so you have to cut the light to, you know, keep your frame rate running at something kind of normal. Here's me summoning the drones. Yeah, that's a good shot. But yeah, we got a lot of nice shots of Evan's modules and his performance. I see you did some color separation there on that one. Looks good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, there are some wonderful opportunities for pictures that weekend.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
And seeing the way that Evan patches, he has an aesthetic of blue and white. So it made it really easy to come up with some great compositions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good Monologues. I'd say it's not as like a little, it's like the Stevie's was a little more active, kind of, you know, we're out in the city and, you know, that we had that kind of vibe going. You know, this is out in Sonoma County, you know, over the course of 2 days. So yeah, it'll be a nice kind of relaxing short film. So.
Definitely. It's something unique for us because this is the first time we've interviewed someone where we talk about someone developing synthesizers, creating modules, and thinking about the idea of the functionality of them. Mm-hmm. And getting that on camera. You know, the thought process that Evan goes through when he describes his process was really fascinating to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in August, we'll be having the Peaked 5th Year Anniversary Show. That's going to be on August 31st at Mission Synths in San Francisco. That's on 24th and Harrison in the Mission District. Now, this is run by Mission Synths. It's run by Brian and Betsy, friends of ours. This will be our third year in a row actually having our anniversary show in their shop. And ever since we did it 3 years ago, right away, Brian said, you have the next one here. And it's just been such a wonderful experience to work with them. I've always There's no complaints. Everything's wonderful. It's really great to work with them. And we've got a great lineup too. We have Amy Lee, who has created her own musical app called Anilog. Really fun synthesizer engine that's designed for to work on iPhone and iPad. She's going to do a demonstration for us, and we'll get to talk to her about developing her app. Then we've got Shipwreck Detective coming back. You probably saw him on Monologues, and he recently performed last month as well for our friend Sheena Dom. And now he's going to come and perform for us live, which we've had him on Beat before, but this is going to be the first time having him live. So I'm really excited to have Shipwreck Detective in a live set. And he puts on a show. He really does. He brings such an ambiance. That was exciting. And we're bringing back Sirnai, Carolyn Falk, who you might remember from, I believe, maybe peaked number 8 from 2019. I think it was December. I can't remember if it was November or December anymore. It was near the end of the year. We had Sirnai come on. And if you know Sirnai, she's been performing probably maybe since the 80s. She has a large a library of industrial music and has been a big pioneer of that genre in electronic music for a long time. She'll be performing alongside with her friend Steve Bryson, who is a new name to me. I have yet to actually check out his music. When I had actually asked Carolyn Falk to come on, she asked if she could bring on a collaborator with her to play theremin. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with this, because we've never had a theremin on the show, and I've always admired everybody who performs on theremin. It's such a complicated instrument. It seems so simple, but it's from what I've heard, it's much more complicated than it really looks like.
You think, oh, I just, you know, you move your hand. You have your hand here, volume, you have your hand here, pitch. How hard could it be? And then you start going like this, and you make science fiction music sounds. Yeah,
it's exciting.
What it's one of those instruments that's what, like, easy to play, hard to master, or what would you call it? Because you can get sound out of it, and it sounds like crazy, eerie, weird kind of stuff, you know. But yeah, to actually play a melody or notes, very difficult.
Oh yeah, it's you really need to be well trained and understand that instrument and have be in tune with that instrument to really perform on it.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with this. And for the whole show, we have FETS doing video projection onto everybody for the whole show, or at least up on the wall, the way the Mission Sense typically does it. So I'm really excited to have him on the show. I believe we've had him. I can't remember if we've actually had FETS on Peak before. I don't think we have. I think I just have worked with him on different occasions here and there, to him either performing or doing video projection, which I think that has been his main focus for a while.
Was he not at one of the streamed events now? I could have sworn he was.
I can't remember. Maybe he did it 3 years ago.
Maybe. Yeah. Cool.
That could have been him.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
But yeah. It's very exciting. So we've got, that's a lot already. It's going to be starting at 4:30 PM on August 31st at Mission Sense here in San Francisco. And I'm so excited that we're doing 5 years and we're still able to do it in San Francisco, you know, kind of bringing it home, even though we have expanded what we do a lot, but we're still able to come back to the Bay Area.
Yep.
And then another interesting project that we're working on is the Sound of Logic Clangorium Peaked Workshop. Date to be determined with tickets. Hopefully this month, we'll see. Now, this is an interesting project that Rich, you pretty much pitched to me, and I'm always been 100% on this idea of having us do a workshop where we get to solder in a group and create a synthesizer. Could you tell us a little bit more about Clangorium?
Yeah, so we wanted to do a workshop, and it's going to be at the Supply Frame Design Lab in Pasadena. It's either going to be August or like October. Our window of opportunity is short. We've been waiting on getting the parts finalized, which it's very close now, but it could be a thing where they come in just a little too late for us to sort of organize for the August date. So we'll see. We'll just keep updating everybody as it goes. The good news is there will be a sponsor. DigiKey is sponsoring. So the tickets for the kit will be included, but limited. So if you're interested in doing that in Pasadena, jump on those as soon as you can. And then we'll have general admission tickets too for everybody else that wants to sort of come in and, you know, listen to the talks and what else we have going on there. So it's going to be a lot of fun when we actually get it going.
And I'll be reserving one of the tickets to build it because I'm excited to learn.
Yeah, for sure. Be fun.
And then we've got also later this month in August, I'll be releasing a new episode of North Beats Podcast. I interviewed Caleb Duarte recently, we talked about him working on his 40th anniversary album. So I'm really excited to have that come out, and how he talked about his process is really fascinating to me because he is able to talk about this broad spectrum of technology getting better and better from when he started making music 40 years ago to now, where the technology has gotten so much easier to work with, like ergonomically, and also the way that you can use AI to remove elements from certain tracks that you couldn't do probably even 2 years ago. So it's pretty amazing. And again, like, we'll have to have another interview with Caleb real soon because I need to talk to him about Metasynth next time. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it. We were talking for probably about 2 hours, and I am cutting our conversation down to at least 1 hour just to make sure it's digestible. That's all we have for you right now for Patch Dispatch. Stay tuned for everything and check out all these wonderful things that are coming up within before the end of the year. All right, I'm Corey Luna, and Rich, good night. Patch on.
Okay.